Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up today, in the project and export finance world, our headline news offering, TXS reporter Ross Krier says the 15.3 billion rapid oil refinery in Malaysia is nearing completion, but a recent oil blast has slowed progress and sponsors' aggressive terms have meant financial close on the tightly priced, heavily ECA-backed project financing is far from imminent. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, Oman's power and water procurement company has launched a request for proposal for provision of financial advisory on the procurement of up to 4 independent water producer projects over the next 2 years. Spanish developer Gren Energy has reached financial close on 2 wind projects in Peru, totaling 36 megawatts. And Renewables Infrastructure Group has reached financial close on the debt backing its acquisition of 100% interest in the 40-megawatt Tilly-et-Vanel onshore wind farm in France. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export world, KfW IPEX Bank is financing 2 new cement carriers for Hamburg-based Baltrader Capital. Global law firm Morrison and Forster has announced that Tessa Davis has joined its Singapore office as a partner in its global project finance group. KfW IPEX Bank is financing the first US production plant for lightweight components of the Bokar Group in Huntsville, Alabama. And the EIB and Croatia's HBOR have signed 2 deals worth €342 million. Over in the commodity finance industry, Chevron has sealed the purchase of a Texan refinery from Petrobras. Canadian precious metals miner Yaman Gold is considering several expansion opportunities at its mines, including a $100 million expansion in Brazil. And Cadence Minerals project pastor Hastings is eligible for a German loan scheme. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, BAFT has announced that Mark Garfield of Zions Bancorp will serve as the chair of its board of directors for the 2019-2022 association year. Norton Rose, Fulbright Global head of trade finance, has moved to New York. Lee Gold Mining has refinanced with a new term loan, an RCF. Aerospace firm Bombardier is putting its Belfast operation up for sale as part of a reorganization of the business. Swift has launched a new in-flight cloud-based payment investigation and resolution service, expanding its network-wide payments validation toolkit. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.